Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. The Muslim Holy Month set to start this evening, raising concerns that it could fan the flames over the Israel-Hamas war.
Tight security expected here in Jerusalem. The Holy Muslim Month of Ramadan beginning without a ceasefire deal in place, something President Biden predicted could be very dangerous.
ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge. President Biden saying Saturday in an interview with MSNBC he continues to advocate for a ceasefire. He also said Israel needs to do more to protect civilian life. Fierce fighting in Haiti as police forces fight back against gangs that have unleashed a large-scale attack on government buildings. Gang leaders say they want to force out the country's acting prime minister. Lawmakers avoiding a partial government shutdown this weekend as President Biden signed a plan passed by Congress on Friday that will fund many federal agencies. Congress will have to get right back at it, though, as another deadline to fund the rest of the government comes up on March 22nd. This is ABC News. Just in time for the Academy Awards, drug maker Eli Lilly releasing a TV ad that appears to take aim at people using diabetes and weight loss drugs for cosmetic reasons.
The new ad by drug maker Eli Lilly shows people who are overweight against a faded backdrop of sequins and red carpet, seemingly targeting people, even celebrities who may use diabetes and weight loss drugs like Mounjaro and Zepbound for cosmetic reasons. Obesity. James Servios is with the Obesity Action Coalition.
These are not medications, you know, that are out there for vanity use. These are really meant for people that are dealing with this disease.
Experts say the widespread cosmetic use has also led to a dwindling supply of the drugs. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
More pressure on Hong Kong. Leaders in the semi-autonomous city now proposing a law that would threaten life imprisonment for anyone who endangers national security, seen as the latest effort by Beijing to crack down on dissent and exert influence on the city. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, lows in the upper teens. Sunshine and warmer for tomorrow, highs climb to the mid-40s. And even warmer on Monday, mostly sunny and a high in the upper 50s. And around 60 degrees with a partly sunny sky on Tuesday, a little breezy. Currently it's 19 degrees.
It's Power Country with Rich Miller.
2 hours of straight-up music and encouragement starting right now. Welcome to Power Country. I'm your host, Rich Miller, and this hour we've got a power track from Connor Smith. Our roadside sign is a message about wondering if your cup is half full or half empty. We'll also hear a star story moment with Tim McGraw. Our All-American salute is for workers at a recycling center who helped out a heartbroken woman. And later on in hour two, Matthew Ramsey of the group Old Dominion shares a special moment he had recently in this week's Backstage Pass. Let's get it all going right now with John Party and Luke Bryan, Cowboys and Plowboys.
I'll wear a 20X American hat, a gold buckle from a rodeo. I wear a dusty old co-op cap, make my living on them old turn roads. I ride a quarter horse, my tractor's right here. I drink whiskey, I drink beer. Small town boys, both make the world go round.
That's Jelly Roll with Need a Favor. Coming up, I'll share this week's roadside sign, and we'll get you great songs from Cody Johnson, Chris Jansen, and Lainey Wilson, plus a power track from Connor Smith. We're traveling through a place full of good thoughts and great music, known as Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and our roadside sign of the week is on the way next.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Welcome back to Power Country. My name's Rich Miller, and we're so happy to have you on board for this week's musical journey. It's time now for our roadside sign of the week. This week's sign says, when asked if my cup is half full or half empty, my only response is that I'm thankful I have a cup. Now here's Cody Johnson with a thankful song called The Painter.
She talks about the future like she's flipping through magazines. Finds the beauty in the thrown away and broken things. Gets excited about all my crazy dreams. Got every sunset that she's ever seen memorized. Saves in the way for a rainy day or stormy night. Sky's brighter looking at it through her eyes.
Hits. and a wave of positivity. It's Power Country with Rich Miller. Good music. You're in Power Country.
Boots into the dirt.
to have you here with us in Power Country today. It's time now for our featured Power Track album track. Each and every week, we're on the lookout for outstanding songs to share with you, featured on the albums of today's top country stars. And you can be certain we've done a deep musical dive and come up with another special song. This week, our power track is a song from Connor Smith from his 2024 album, Smoky Mountains. It's a song about things that you don't expect or even understand how they happen until you stop and think about it and realize, in the words of Connor Smith, it was one of those God moments.
Tonight that I met her, I was far from home, but I found a little home in her eyes. I didn't know if I'd ever see her again, but I knew she'd change my life. God's just the type that would cancel the flight, so forever wouldn't get away. I guess it's true what they say about him, how he works in mysterious ways.
From his album, Smoky Mountains. We've got more feel-good music on the way from Ashley Monroe, Devin Dawson, and our weekly All-American Salute, too. Plus, a special star story moment with Tim McGraw. It's all on the way right here in Power Country.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on tap for today. Afternoon highs will climb to the middle 40s. We'll have light winds. In the overnight, we'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies with our lows dropping to the lower and middle 20s. On Monday, mostly sunny and upper 50s. Right now, it's 19.
Every week, we're bringing you straight-up music and encouragement featuring country's biggest stars in Power Country. And we're going to get the music going again right now with Ashley Monroe.
Draw lines. into something good. It's time now for this week's All-American Salute. A woman named Melanie Harper was at her local recycling center in Greenville, South Carolina recently when her wedding ring slipped off her finger into one of the huge recycling bins. She was absolutely brokenhearted about the loss of the ring and asked the workers at the recycling center if they might just keep an eye out for the shiny ring. She left feeling pretty hopeless. The workers at the recycling center dumped over the huge recycling bin in the parking lot and started sifting through every tiny little piece of recycled trash for literally hours on end until one man, you might say, struck gold. Ironically, the name of the man who found the ring was Travis Golden. The recycling center called Melanie with the good news. She was very surprised and thankful for all they did to locate her lost wedding ring. This week, we want to salute those workers at the Greenville, South Carolina Recycling Center for going way above and beyond to help a heartbroken woman recover her lost wedding ring.
Hey, I was just wondering if anyone was sitting here. And if not, would it be okay if someone bought you a beer? Let's say that someone wanted to dance. Would he have a snowball in hell, a chance to get you out on the floor before this slow song ends? Oh, hey, just asking for a friend. He ain't never been any good at laying it all out on the line. But I swear down deep, believe me, girl, he's a really good guy. If you can find it in your heart, just cut in some slack. He'll be Johnny on the spot here, 2 seconds flat. Yeah, he's holding his breath. Come on. Asking for
Power Country, all about the message and the music.
fried chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982 was on the shiny side of rusty and on the pale side of blue. A cousin ain't complaining, weren't allowed in Mamaw's house. If every night Santa had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Well, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a mamaw's house. She'd ask if I was hungry every 30 seconds and say things like hellfire, tarnation, and I reckon it's where I spend my summers. She put me to work shelling peas and shucking corn till my fingers hurt. No telling who I'd have been without Mamaw's house. If every night Stan had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, and if they did, when I punch the clock tonight, I know right where I'd be. I'd walk in and get a big old hug and a bigger glass of tea. If every nightstand had a Bible, every front porch had a swing. If every backyard had a garden, every front door had a screen. Yeah, maybe this crazy world straightened up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house. Yeah, maybe this crazy world would straighten up and slow on down. If every town had a Mamaw's house.
That's Thomas Rhett featuring Morgan Wallen with Mamaw's House, brought to you by Valerie Music. My name's Rich Miller, and it's time now for a Star Story Moment, a place where today's country artists offer us a look into the heart and soul of their life and music. This week, Tim McGraw tells us what his favorite ballpark food is. I mean, after all, his father, Tug McGraw, was a major league pitcher for the Mets and the Phillies. So when Tim's at a baseball game, well, there's only one thing he wants to consume.
Oh, I gotta have a hot dog, or two, or three. Yeah, I love hot dogs, especially a good chili dog if I can find it.
It was Labor Day weekend, I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. And I drove out to the county fair. For the first time, she was standing there in the ticket line, and it all started right then and there. Oh, a sailor sky made a perfect sunset, and that's a day I'll never forget. I had a barbecue stain on my white t-shirt. She was killing me in that mini skirt, skipping rocks on the river by the railroad tracks. She had a suntan line and red lipstick. Like that.
Utah with Something Like That. Got Tyler Hubbard up next, and we'll also hear another one-of-a-kind country star performance in this week's Unplugged segment. Only right here in Power Country with me, your host, Rich Miller.
What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed? Of course you're not. You're too busy worrying about your business. Inventory, employees, labor shortages. How can you even begin to think about customers? That's where Civic Media and 98Q Country come in. Radio advertising remains one of the most effective ways to reach an audience. And with the free Civic Media app, even the cell phone crowd listens all the time now. Did I mention Civic Media has gone digital too? We're not talking about your daily Facebook posts. Call 98Q Country today at 715-762-3221 and ask us how we could get your ads on a gas pump, YouTube video, or the top of a Google search. Or maybe we cut out the middleman and you call me at 715-497-3602. Now that we've sorted that out, you can rest easy. Go to bed.
Happy to have you here with us for this week's tour through Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and Power Country Unplugged is on the way right after we listen to Tyler Hubbard sing about Back Then, Right Now.
Back when that blacktop was just a gravel road. Back when that Walmart was just a fishing hole. Back when my old guitar had some brand new strings. Yes, it did. Back when a work truck was just a stick shift. Back when you took a pick and didn't have to post it. Back when a Baptist church was where we learned to sing. Yeah, we did. I could use some back.
Unplugged, where we feature acoustic versions of hit songs from your favorite country stars. This week we've got Tennille Arts with an acoustic version of her song, Somebody Like That.
I've seen pickup lines and dive bar strangers slow dance. I've seen happy hour two for ones turn to one night stands. I've seen neon rebounds, made night drunk dials. I've seen that Cinderella fairy tale go up in cigarette smoke. I've seen two hearts bet it all and still end up broke. The real thing won't be easy, yeah, it might take a while.
A little more good news. That's what we're here for. Power Country.
The only ground I ever owned was sticking to my shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun. I watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings are in front of me. It's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top, a conveyor wall with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong. She likes to dress herself.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on tap for today. Afternoon highs will climb to the middle 40s. We'll have light winds. In the overnight, we'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies with our lows dropping to the lower and middle 20s. On Monday, mostly sunny and upper 50s. It's 18 at our studios.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Dueling rallies just 70 miles apart on Saturday. President Biden riding high off his State of the Union. Former President Trump riding momentum off Super Tuesday. Both candidates campaigning in Georgia Saturday.
The Georgia primary is this Tuesday, March 12th, and Georgia could be the state that puts us... Look, if we win Georgia, we're going to win the election. Let me put it that way, okay? We have to win Georgia.
President Biden also doing an interview with MSNBC Saturday, calling on Israel to do more to protect civilian lives. Fierce fighting continues in Haiti between police forces and gangs that have launched a large-scale attack on government buildings in Port-au-Prince. A government shutdown averted as President Biden signed a $460 billion spending plan passed by Congress. Lawmakers will have to do it all over again by March 22nd to fund other government agencies that were not included in the latest package. This is ABC News. Just months after he was abruptly fired and then rehired, Sam Altman, the CEO of ChatGPT maker OpenAI, joining the tech company's board.
After an investigation, the current board at OpenAI says Sam Altman is fit to lead the company, a turnaround from November when he was abruptly fired as the CEO and kicked off the board amid disagreements with OpenAI's other board members. Employees were angry, they revolted and threatened to quit. He was brought back days later as CEO, but only now is rejoining the board with several other new members. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Talk about sinking it from downtown. An Auburn University student connected on a long-distance shot, draining a putt of the length of a basketball court in order to win a car. Connor Boyle made the 94-foot putt, rolling a golf ball from one of the baselines through a sign next to the opposite basket during a promotion of the second half of Auburn's game against Georgia. He'll get a car from a local Toyota dealership. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Sunny skies on tap for today. Afternoon highs will climb to the middle 40s. We'll have light winds. In the overnight, we'll see mostly clear to partly cloudy skies with our lows dropping to the lower and middle 20s. On Monday, mostly sunny and upper 50s. It's 18 at our studios.
This is Power Country. I'm Rich Miller, and another big hour of straight-up music and encouragement is headed your way. That includes great songs from Sam Hunt, Warren Zeiders, Gabby Barrett, Luke Combs, and many more. Kenny Chesney has this week's Recharge song. I'll share my weekly power thought. Plus, we'll take a time jump back to the year when Tickle Me Elmo was the Christmas hit toy. And speaking of hits, Brian White hit number one for the second time that same year with a song about a special Carolina girl. We'll also get you a Power Country backstage pass with Matthew Ramsey of the group Old Dominion. This hour of music begins right now with Chris Stapleton singing White Horse.
This love is getting kind of dangerous. Feels like it's a loaded gun.
If you wanna count on a horse, riding out with Tennessee.
music, and the pursuit of happiness. We are in Power Country.